Item 10, the lawless water supply department and their road excavation is subject to no control. This is paper number 121, and the reply from the WSD has been provided to members before the meeting, and for the highways department's reply, it has been tabled for members' reference. Let me welcome Mr. K.K. Soon from WSD, also from WSD, Mr. Eric Tam, and from Atkins Limited, Mr. T.L. Look. And from FVHD, we have Mr. K.K. Lee, and also from FVHD, Mr. K.W. Wong. So, Mr. Hui Tak Leong, any supplement from you?
Well, I think this is a plain fact to all Yao Chin Mong district councillors. There are many WSD projects in the district. And every time when a project is finished, the debris and the other things that will be left there unattended. I'm not asking the WSD to respond to the just the three locations referred to in the photos. Well, they are just for illustration. At least we have eight locations in the district. So they are. These are just instances. So please don't answer my question by referring to the three locations. You have done something for the three locations concerned, but after you have done your job, the road is so dirty. When the Highways Department granted the approval, did they also grant you approval to store your equipment and tools? And what about Lands Department and FHD? Over the years, have you ever prosecuted these people for misplacing these things on the road? If you haven't, it doesn't matter. I hope you will take action against them in the future. Okay, let's have the departments. In the three locations, referred to by Mr. Hui, and we have many WSD projects, and there are railings, and our contractors would have to move the railings to a nearby location after they have done the job for the day from 10 a.m. to 4. In Yao Chin Mong District, we have six such contracts. We inform all our contractors that they have to comply with all the requirements in the contracts concerned, and the tools and the railings have to be removed back to their own premises after they finish the day's work. We will step up monitoring to prevent recurrence. Other departments? If not, then members? Comments? Yes?
Mr. Lau Pak Kei.
Thank you, Chairman. I echo my views is similar to that of Mr. Hui Tak Leong. In Tai Kok Chui, there are also many sites being worked on by WSD. We have communicated with the contractors. It's not that they are bypassing the department in order to communicate with us. I hope your miscellaneous objects can be properly stored. And also, you must improve the hygiene after you finish your work on the road. And very often you use the open space, the green open space underneath a flyover. Well, you reinstate the greening, but then very often the plants will be very poorly maintained. So it would be very different from what it was before the project. So you must shorten the project time. You should minimize nuisance costs to residents. And after you have done your project, you should remove the railings and miscellaneous objects quickly. And also, when you reinstate the greening, I'm not asking for improvement. You must fully reinstate the open space to the previous state. Because after you replace the water pipes in one of the projects, the residents discovered that the plants are no longer there. This is a timely reminder to the department. Otherwise, you are going to attract more complaints. Mr. Hui Tak Leong, I have this question for WSD. As you have said, you are going to remind your contractors. Well, give you 6 months. I am going to submit another paper to the council if there's no improvement. So my question is, how do you supervise your contractors? And also, they will identify themselves as staff when they work. Do you specify the way the debris is going to be handled? Go to Shantung Street, Soy Street, Argyle Street, Shantung Street. You see your projects all over the place. And you can't complete these projects in 3 months. And you excavate, after you have excavated a road, you don't cover it back as soon as possible. And there are a lot of construction waste. And then the whole street is suffering from the foul smell. So I hope you can improve it. And I'm not going to make things difficult for FEHD and the Highways Department. But I hope you can give me some figures to show that you are fair-handed, and whoever breaks the law will be prosecuted. I thank the two members for their reminders. We are going to step up our inspection to reduce as far as possible such cases. Of course, we want to complete our projects as soon as practicable to reduce nuisance to the public. Madam Guan, Mr. Hui's question is about WSD projects and how they clean the place after a project is completed. I pass by Austin Road because my ward office is there, so I pass by that location on a daily basis. On one day, I was reminded by a worker that they were going to clean the road, and a WSD project has just been completed at that time. So they clean one location after another, and now it's been done. So it's important for the WSD to take proper action, and the different contractors perform differently. Of course, the WSD's duty is to ask them to do the best job possible, but the contractor, after replacing the pipes and the maze, they should get good workers to clean up. Some are able to do this, but for some locations, say the one near Kimberley Street, is still messy. So the responsibility rests with the contractors, and your duty on the part of the WSD is to come up with the relevant rules and code of practice. So if you do your job properly, you can fulfill your own duties, and you'll be doing taxpayer a,
a fair turn by asking the contractor to do a good job. But I think members are asking for this. Please don't occupy too much land before you need the land for your projects. And after you have done your projects, please clean up the place. So you do your reinstatement at least to the same level, to the same degree before the project. I think this is a consensus among members. Your views are duly noted. We are going to take photos for our records. That's okay. In Yao Jin Mong, we are going to have a number of waterworks projects. I hope the department would keep their pledge and take on board members' comments. That's it for this item.